All right, if you're driving your car, don't take your hands off the wheel. But if you're at home or somewhere else and you're listening to the Kenny and JT show, then I want you to raise your hand if you're guilty like me of yelling at officials no matter what the sport is, complaining about officials, but not willing to maybe go learn more about officiating or become an official. You raising your hand like I am? Yeah. You know me. I look at officiating. I think it's getting worse and worse and worse. But, you know, what can be done about it? Well, you can learn more about it, and maybe you can become an official. And joining us right now to maybe tackle that situation, Tony Moldovan, the president of the Eastern Ohio Football Officials Association, is on the hotline right now to tell us about a seminar that's coming up very shortly. Tony, how are you today?
I'm good, Kenny. How are you?
I'm real good. Thanks for joining us here today, Tony. And do you get a lot of people that are like me that bitch, moan, and complain but don't do anything about it?
For sure. Yeah, it's a tough little, I call, kind of a, you know, side gig or just a craft that we try to do. And, it's just I think a lot without us, the games that get played are – they can be a little chaotic, but obviously it can be a little chaotic as well when we're on the field too. So,
the Stark County Football Officiating Association is holding an officiating seminar this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Maslin High School Indoor Training Facility next to Tiger Stadium. It's open to the public. Share with our listeners out there, Tony, what's going on there, and can anybody show up for this?
Sure. So, from 1 to 3. So we're going to have a mechanics clinic, and it's for existing officials and the newer officials that are officiating now. Basically, the mechanics are what the OHSAA puts in front of us, and they want us to use to help us, you know, make the game better, help us with the rules, put us in good position to make, you know, the proper calls. So we're having a this clinic from 1 to 3. And we want the public, you know, if they're interested in this, they can come and they can ask questions. We can guide them on, you know, what it's like and, how to go through the OHSAA to sign up to become an official and go through the class. Really one of the reasons why we're doing this, and, you know, a lot of people probably hear this enough that, the numbers are declining, terribly. And it affects, not just the Friday night games, but, the middle school games. The youth games, and the games go on and the abuse gets a little bit worse sometimes that, you know, our officials are just giving it up. So, we want to try to encourage, recruitment and just try to get some people involved and, you know, keep this going, you know, so we can, you know, keep doing a game like, you know, that we do and, the excitement of Friday night football and just, football in general.
Yeah, it says here the event has two goals: enhance the skills of current officials and attempt to recruit new officials, learn positions on the field, each position's responsibilities, movements, communication techniques. What about for our viewers out there, right? How many officials are there for a Friday night high school football game, and what are those positions, Tony?
Yeah, we have five. The OHSA is pushing in the playoffs. There's usually six. So we have a referee, we have an umpire, we have a line judge, we have a headline judge, and we have a back judge. And then in the playoffs, we have a center judge, which is mainly an umpire that's back in the backfield with the referee. That's kind of, you know, we all have mechanics of what we do every down. And so basically, you know, the better off we are with the mechanics, it puts us in great position to help enforce the rules.
What is the toughest call in high school football for your crews to make?
I think just a spontaneous act that happens out there. You know, the motion of this game is incredible and, from all sides. And, you know, for us, we just have to try to keep that calm demeanor and just try to, when there's something emotional, like, an extra hit or an extra push or something like that, we try to, you know, do our best to try to deflate all that. You know, sometimes we have to call what we have to call, and it's not popular a lot, But that's probably the toughest, is just that judgment of, you know, what crosses the line of being an unnecessary foul.
Tony Moldovan joining us, the president of the Eastern Ohio Football Officials Association. They're holding a seminar. You can check it out this Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. at Massillon High School, the indoor training facility there. If you've never been in that, you want to check that out. It's impressive. It's open to the public. Just show up there, and you can learn about the game. Maybe you want to take up, the role of being an official for high school games. Where would one start? Let's say, okay, I'm a little, it's 60. I don't think I'm going to be just starting, okay? But say there's somebody that you used to play sports in high school or college, right? And they're in their 30s, and they want to get involved here, right? So they learn about the rules. Where would they start out officiating games? At what level?
Yeah, they would probably start out at youth level. That's third and fourth, fifth and sixth grade, football. There is opportunities to work some possible junior high as well. You have to kind of progress up the ladder you need about a year of that officiating before you can go to the next level of junior varsity. But the way that the structure is now and everything's being done online, your advancement can be a little quicker. The ultimate goal for, anybody that officiates is to try to officiate at that next level. And the next level, and obviously the NFL is the highest level. So, basically, I would encourage anybody that goes to a game, just after the game, just walk up to one of us and just ask questions. Just come up with a good, just ideas of how it works and how do they go about doing it.
Yeah, what I do, and I work the sidelines for our radio games, Tony, okay?
Yep.
So whenever there's a questionable call or something we're not sure about from, watching the game from up in the press box or even the sidelines, I'll wait till there's a timeout. And most of the officials are willing to at least give me some quick information on it, right? Hey, why was that called? Why was that flag picked up? Or, why wasn't that a fumble or something along those lines? And they're willing to, most of them, right, the more experienced ones, I should say, are willing to at least discuss it with you, aren't they?
Correct. I think a lot of it, that just comes with time and just with, being on the field and being comfortable. We're always at kind of a, I wouldn't say we're at a disadvantage, but obviously when you're there on a Friday night, it's five against both teams and all the whole entire stadium. So, I get you're kind of on defensive a little bit just because you're not sure what, where people are coming from and what angles they're looking for.
Right.
We hear a lot of horror stories about, at youth games and baseball games and about, umpires and officials being assaulted and things like that. And we try not to think about that when we're out there. We're just trying to, we know the coaches and the players work hard for Friday nights, even Thursday nights and Saturdays. And all we want to do is to try to be the best we can out there and just try to be seamless and try to be transparent. And once the games are over, hopefully, the better team wins. Sometimes we have to make calls that kind of, they don't really, make the game turn one way or another, but it does seem that way. So, we just want to try to be as fair as possible and, go from there.
Tony, if you were to get more officials, have more, to pick from, would the OHSAA be willing to go to six
weeks that allowed us to use six because we do weeks that allowed us to use six because we do use them in the playoffs. There are a few leagues that are resistant on it right now, but I think as six officials, if the OHSA steps in and says we're going to mandate six officials for every Friday night game, but also with the declining of numbers, there's a lot of rumors going around that they're going to move some games to maybe Thursday night. And, because they don't have enough to fill Friday night.
Wow.
So, we're just trying to, really encourage people to try to, do this little hobby that we have. And, if they like football and they like being involved, and that's why I did it. I couldn't play and wasn't good enough to play in college. So someone recruited me to do it, and I've been doing it for 30 years. So, Our association has been around for 97 years. You know, we've got about 80 members in it right now, but, you know, the average age is about 35 to 40. So, you know, the number, you know, we're getting older. The kids stay the same. And we have a lot of guys that, you know, we got 40 and 50 year officials that are on the field right now, and they're just going to keep going until they can't do it anymore. So we really encourage people to come back, come out, and try to check it out and see if it's something they want to do.
Tony Moldovan is our guest, president of the Eastern Ohio Football Officials Association. They're holding a seminar this Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Massillon High School Indoor Training Facility. It's open to the public. You can show up. You'll learn about the game. Maybe you'll want to take up the job of an official. Tony's telling you how you can do that as well. And, Tony, if they want more information, is there a website or a phone number that they can call or get in touch with you to find out more, not only about this seminar that's coming up this Saturday, but just about the officiating in general for high school games?
Yeah, they can go to the OHSA website, and there's a tab for officiating, so they can learn all about, you know, not just football, but all the sports that the OHSA provides. You know, I can give you my phone number. They can call me or text me or whatever.
Oh,
they want.
You don't want to do that. Yeah. That I was making.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that earlier when I was talking about it. I said that might not be a good idea. Cause, you know, a lot of guys don't have social media. They try to stay away from social media,
right.
That's a really sticky point. But you know, I just want to try to encourage people to know that you know we have a lot of guys that work in Division I. We've had guys in our association that worked in the NFL. We had one guy worked for Super Bowls. You know, we had a guy that, you know, was a former president that he was an engineer here in Canton, and he developed the pylon and patented it. So, you know, and the pylon's so important nowadays because of cameras, and, you know, the goal line's the most important line in football. So, and, you know, he was involved with making the chain crew, and now they're talking about, you know, with some of the other leagues, they're talking about putting cameras in the pylons, and they're not using chains anymore. So, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, we put in a lot of time and effort into this. We watch game film, we have meetings, you know, we really take this serious, and you know, we just want to make sure that everybody knows we just don't go to Foot Locker and get a hat and a shirt and just go out there and officiate.
That's great to know. Thanks for passing that along. Real quick, Tony, I remember a guy that I had as a high school basketball official, all right? And he did basketball, football, and baseball. He did all three. And he was the superintendent at Highland High School in Pennsylvania, right? And I remember his name, Tom Stabile, okay? And Tommy ended up being a 10-11-year NFL official and worked a couple of Super Bowls. And I, you know, remembered him from my high school days. So there's the opportunity not only, right, Tony, to do this at the high school level, but if you get good enough, you could move it up to the college level or beyond.
Yeah, we have about, I'd say, 15 to 20 guys currently, my, you know, self-included, at work in the Division II, Division III, and we have a lot of guys that are in the Division I level. You know, we've got guys that are currently on the field that work a Division III championship game, a Division II championship game, and we've had two members that were back judges that worked the last two national championships. I mean, in 2019 and 2023, they were on the field for the national championship game. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to move up. You know, it takes a lot of hard work. You know, you gotta go and visit clinics, and you just gotta kind of just master the craft as much as you can. And, I mean, our current supervisor in college right now is Gene Steratore, and everybody knows Gene.
Sure.
So, you know, so, and he's from your area, where you're from. So, you know, so we just, you know, it's a cool little thing. You know, it's just nothing like Friday night football. You know, you guys can't wait till that comes around. You guys get your schedules together and what games you're going to be broadcasting and, you know, doing TV and, you know, and all we want to do is be part of that, and we just want to try to get people to, you know, get involved, and if they enjoy football and they enjoy, you know, being involved in that, they could be an official, and they can enjoy that. So that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, so come out this Saturday, all right? It's from 1 to 3 p.m., Massillon High School Indoor Training Facility. It is the Stark County Football Officiating Association holding an officiating seminar. You can learn about the game or take up the game to a new level, if you will, for you, if you want to become an official. And Tony and others there will tell you how to go about doing that. And Tony, I'm just curious, any new rules for the OHSAA this year that your guys will have to deal with?
We haven't seen anything come down yet from the Federation. They usually send out about this time. They do send out a survey at the end of every season, and it's the coaches and the officials. And they just kind of give their thoughts on specific rules. There are a lot of rules that have been kind of modified, and in the college rules and the high school rules are kind of getting closer together. I think if they would shorten the rule books down a little bit, the officiating would be a lot better, because there's a lot of rules that are just, you start looking through the rule book and you're like, man, I've never seen this ever. And, when you say that, then it happens on Friday night. So, we haven't seen anything come down the pipe yet on the high school rule changes or anything like that, but it should be coming out pretty soon.
Tony, we appreciate you joining us. Again, if you want to learn more about high school officiating or maybe become an official, it's this Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m., Maslin High School Indoor Training Facility. It's open to the public. Go see Tony and everybody else that'll be there and learn more about officiating and maybe take it up as a hobby, a few extra bucks, or if you just love high school.